This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Jim Oshman about one of his new books, Energy Medicine, The Scientific Basis, and the ISEEM, the International Society for the Study of Subtle Energy and Energy Medicine, tonight. How are you, Jim?
Well, I'm very fine. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you so much for coming on and talking about this fabulous book, Energy Medicine. So before we get started, why don't you tell my listeners just a little bit about you, where they can find you, what you have to say about ISEEM, and just give them a little bit of information.
Okay, well, I live in Dover, New Hampshire, sort of the upper right portion of the country, as I have to explain to Europeans because they have no idea where New Hampshire is. I travel around the world. I talk actually more in Europe than in the U.S. at the moment on the subject of energy medicine. My background is academic science. I studied biophysics and biology at the University of Pittsburgh. I wrote scientific papers. I was a professor at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois for several years and worked in various labs around the world. I'm steeped in academic science and academic medicine, but I got very interested in alternative medicine, complementary medicine, about 25 years ago when it was not really politically correct to be interested in those subjects, and everybody thought I was slightly nuts. But it has turned out to be a very good thing, and I have learned that looking at energy, energetics, biological energetics, helps demystify lots of new approaches that are coming on for treating different diseases and disorders, so-called complementary and alternative medicine, which is rapidly becoming the main medicine, really. More and more people are turning to alternatives and having a lot of success, and the energetics explains what's going on. So my job is really to demystify energy and help people understand their own energy and understand what energy therapies are and how they work.
Now, when you say energy, what do you mean by that? You're not talking about whether we have enough energy to get up and walk around necessarily. You're talking about a lot more, right?
Well, that's the experience that we all have. We all have the experience of not feeling like doing anything, and that's having no energy. So that's one form of energy that we can all relate to. I'm really interested in all of the different forms of energy, and they're not mysterious. They're not spooky. They are the basic energies that we sense with our senses. We sense light, and we can hear sound, we can smell, we can feel, we can touch, we know what heat, electricity, and sound are, magnetism, and so on. And the human body actually uses all these different forms of energy in one way or another, and studying the way the body uses energy and the way the body responds to energy is a fascinating subject. It's really about how we sense the world, and it's also about how those different forms of energy can be used to help us when we have a medical issue. So that's what it's about. It's not mysterious energy. One form of energy that is very well understood because it's pretty easy to study is magnetism. And the human body, all of us have magnetic fields around us. They're called biomagnetic fields because they come from our biology. There's been a lot of confusion about this. A lot of people have said that that was nonsense, but it turns out that very respectable scientists have measured the biomagnetic fields around the human body, and there's research going on all over the world, really, on biomagnetism using, for example, the field of the heart to do diagnosis. And there are doctors who make treatment decisions on the basis of the energy emitted by the heart, which they can measure in the space around the body without touching the body. So there's a lot of work that's been done on biomagnetism, brain magnetism, neuromagnetic signals, and finding out what's going on in the brain. So really there's a whole new kind of conventional medicine that's arising around biomagnetic measurement, and there are many therapists of all kinds. When you work with people every day and put your hands on them, as in massage or Reiki or therapeutic touch or healing touch, polarity therapy, any of the hands-on techniques, you discover, after a while, you begin to discover that your hands are very sensitive to what's happening inside of people, and you can pick up a lot of information with your hands, and you can do very good things with your hands.
I have a question here. When we talk about energy, the first thing that pops into my mind is the word frequency and the word resonance. But anytime you talk to a scientist using those words and the and energy in the body, they look at us funny. And Brenda Dunn had a problem. I don't quite know what to do with that word in that way, Eva. But you seem to understand. Can you explain that a little bit? What the resonance and the word frequency has to do with energy medicine?
Well, it's very simple, really. The sound of my voice is a vibration which is going through my telephone and through the wires to your transmitter, and it's getting converted into a very high frequency radio signal that goes out to your listeners, and their eardrums are vibrating with the sound of my voice. So there's a resonance with every sound, with every frequency of sound. If I raise my voice to a higher frequency or lower down to a deeper frequency, those are what we're talking about, and those are different vibrations that I'm setting up in your eardrum, which you pick up and interpret as sound. So it's that simple. We do it all the time. We're using resonance. When my voice vibrates at a certain frequency, say 300 cycles per second, your eardrum is vibrating at 300 cycles per second. So that's a resonant interaction. Resonance is an amazing phenomenon. It's the amazing phenomenon that enables your radio transmitter to send out a signal that people all around your area can pick up on their radios by tuning their radios to the right frequency.
You stated in your book, I have to tell you, this really is, I think it's just such a fabulous book, thank you. But there was a sentence in there that said, the body has two languages within cells, chemical and energetic. What do you mean by that?
Well, one thing that I mean by that, and this is really some work done by a brilliant electrical engineer, Cyril Smith, in England, discovered that chemicals in the environment can mess us up. We can be allergic to chemicals, and they make us sneeze, or they make us feel not so good, or they can cause all kinds of problems. Chemicals, we can take them into our body, but we don't have to. They are vibrating, and they are emitting frequencies. And this is actually the basis for a very important physical technique called spectroscopy. If you give a chemist, if you find some powder and you want to find out what it is, and you give it to a chemist, he will do a spectrum analysis. He will heat it up and see what colors of light it gives off. And by analyzing those colors, he will tell you what the chemical is. He'll tell you what it's composed of. Because every chemical bond, when it vibrates, gives off a particular frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So there are chemicals in our environment that are harmful, and they bother us, but we don't actually have to take them into our bodies. The frequencies that they give off can disturb us. And there's a whole branch of medicine related to that, environmental medicine, and it's very important medicine. And there are a lot of physicians who don't even know that there is such a branch of medicine. And these doctors are becoming more and more important because more and more people have chemical sensitivity that really bothers them. Or electrical sensitivity. Some people are very sensitive to 60-cycle electricity, to the energy produced by their microwave oven or their refrigerator, and they don't realize why they feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes somebody who understands this to help them figure out what is happening, demystify their ailment, and help them to avoid the frequencies that are disturbing their system.
While we're on chemicals, there was a sentence in your book that said, if you have a chemical imbalance, the underlying problem is electromagnetic. Does that also apply to, like, chemical imbalances of the neurotransmitters that cause people to be depressed or whatever, that ADD or whatever it is? Does that also apply to that?
Well, it does. In fact,
how do you fix that? So many people have that problem.
How do you fix that?
If you know you have an electrum, if you have a chemical imbalance, let's say depression, because I have that, and if the underlying problem is electromagnetic, how do you start? Where do you start to fix it?
Well, I am not a doctor, and I can't make a diagnosis or recommend a treatment, but I can make some suggestions of things that people can try. To see what works.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of it has to do with nutrition, and it's very important that you find out what things in your diet are disturbing you. Just as an example, autism is a very serious problem, and many
mm-hmm.
people begin by looking at the diet, and they get enormous improvement just by doing some dietary shifts. And
would that affect the electromagnetism imbalance? Who could treat you for an electromagnetic imbalance? How do you figure that out?
Well, I've been working with some people who have developed a very wonderful technology for straightening out imbalanced frequencies in the body. And it's a fantastic technology. It's called OndaMed, OndaMed. And it was developed in Germany by a brilliant and very sensitive and very gifted electrical engineer by the name of Rolf Binder. And I actually will be seeing him in Germany in a few days. And this device scans your body with different frequencies and finds out which frequencies you are sensitive to. And then it provides signals that will bring balance to your frequency system. And there are several things that are really wonderful about this device. One of them is that it's very gentle. The signals are very subtle. And another is that it doesn't give the usual diagnosis. And this is important because there is such a thing as diagnosis shock. When the doctor tells you that you have cardiovascular disease or you have heart disease or whatever, people often, their system begins to shut down. They're really shocked by the news.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular technology doesn't do that. It just tells you, here is a frequency that where there's an issue in your body and we can balance that, and then it balances the frequency. And what's really wonderful about it is that lots of disorders that, you know, people have tried everything. It's like their last resort. They've tried every approach that they can think of and don't get anywhere. And then they have a treatment with this device, and it resolves their issue. And they get very happy about that.
Now, how does it send out the frequency? Is it electromagnetic or electrical or just magnetic?
It's pulsing magnetic fields, very gentle pulsing magnetic fields. And it scans through a range of frequencies from half a cycle per second up to 32,000 cycles per second. And you can tell when a person is reacting to a frequency by feeling their pulse. Very interesting technique.
What happens to the pulse?
It changes. It just gets stronger or weaker.
Interesting.
It's very easy to detect. You can learn how to do it in a couple of minutes. I picked it up right away. When you hit a frequency that the body reacts to, you can feel a difference in the pulse. And you press a button on the device and it remembers that frequency.
Interesting. You also talk about in your book using pulsing electromagnetic fields, treating injury or jump-starting healing, but also that you talked about treating a potential injury before it occurs and how it helped, potential injuries not happen or not happen as bad.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it was.
Yes, this is very interesting for athletes, as you will see in the second book. When you get to read the second book, you will see that I have a lot of interest in athletic performance and athletic injury, and athletes know that they will sometimes fall down, and they want to be resilient.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that's the property that enables your body to go back to the way it was before.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to be able to recover quickly. So ways of preparing the body so that if you do have an injury, your whole system will be ready to go and do the repair quickly. That's of great interest, and we're making a lot of progress with that. But it really doesn't just apply to athletes. It applies to all of us. We all want to be... Prevention is the key. If you can stay away from the doctor, that's the key.
Of course. Now, are these machines kind of like Norm Shealy's TENS unit, except they have magnetism with them? Or exactly where would you go to find one here in the States where it's not very well received?
Well, actually, the OndaMed that I just told you about is being very well received. A lot of physicians are getting the device because their patients get very happy, and their patients actually... renew their respect for their physician when the doctor is able to solve a really difficult medical problem. And the way you do it is you go to the OndaMed website and put in your zip code.
Oh, okay.
And it'll tell you who has the device near you. And I think there are a bunch of people in your area that have the OndaMed, and are very excited about it, and you can try a session and see what happens. And I've seen doctors who have a medical issue that they haven't been able to have treated, and they are just totally, totally surprised by how quickly the OndaMed is able to detect what is going on and do something that straightens it out. So it's really wonderful that these mm-hmm. technologies are coming along, and I'm excited about the people who can learn from these devices, the sensitive therapists who look at the device and realize they can do that themselves.
You can do it with your hands?
Absolutely.
Or
the
intention.
Human hand is the most amazing device in the world, in the universe. It's incredible. And so there are people who are very sensitive and very sophisticated in the way they can manipulate frequencies of their own bodies so that they can emit frequencies that are profoundly healing. And
what,
there's no mystery here. This is all basic physics. It's there's nothing, there's no woo-woo or voodoo or magic here. It's basic physics and biology that is happening.
Can the pulsing electromagnetic fields affect the body the same way as a neurotransmitter or a hormone?
Well,
is that
sure.
Clear?
Yeah.
In other words, a pill or something. Can this electromagnetic pulsing affect you like a pill, so you don't have to take pills? You could just learn how to do this or find a machine to do that.
Well, one of the very exciting studies for me was a study on inflammation. Inflammation has become the hottest topic
mm-hmm.
in biomedical research, and the public is becoming aware. Like a couple of years ago, there was a Time magazine cover article on inflammation and how just about every disease is now being connected with inflammation, and the diseases of aging and just about anything that can go wrong is related to inflammation. And what happens is you have a bump, you have an injury, and it doesn't completely resolve, and it still bothers you, or it may not even bother you. You may not even know it's there, but it's creating very low-level chemical problems for your system, and you need to take antioxidants to get rid of the free radicals that are disturbing your system that cause inflammation. And it turns out you can take free radicals in your diet. You can eat blueberries, for example, or great, and cumin and mm-hmm. vitamin E and so on. And all of these work great in the test tube, but they don't work that well in the body. What really works best in the body are electrons, because electrons will neutralize free radicals. All those compounds, like all those things like all the blueberries and all the red wine and all the good things that you can eat, which are full of antioxidants, ultimately they deliver electrons to sites of inflammation, but it's very hard for them to get there, especially inflammation in the brain, because molecules, drugs, have difficulty getting across the blood-brain barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And electrons go right across. And so the electron, and getting electrons to move with pulsing magnetic fields, is the way to treat inflammation. And there have been studies that show that the use of very tiny microcurrents can resolve inflammation without any side effects at all. They just do it. They do what needs to be done, and chronic diseases of all kinds get resolved, even Alzheimer's.
That's very interesting.
It is a profound breakthrough. It's real. And what's happening is that doctors are catching on to this and are beginning to incorporate and learn how to use these technologies in their practices, and that's really good for their patients.
Mm-hmm. What about addictions? How does frequency medicine or affect addictions? Do you know?
Well, you know, I've met a woman from Denmark who has set up addiction centers all over Denmark using the device I told you about, the OndaMed.
Mm-hmm.
And she is able to get people to stop smoking if they want to stop smoking in one session that lasts about 45 minutes, and that's it. And they don't come back. They don't want to smoke anymore. It really handles the addiction. And it's profound. And a lot of people in Denmark smoke too much, and they're getting over their addictions. And it works for other addictions as well.
Also, when you talk about the whole body being polarized, you said the head was negative and the foot was positive, the feet were positive. What do you mean by that, and what does that? How can we benefit from knowing that? How can we use that piece of information? I just found that information interested me.
Well, the most exciting development in that area that I'm working on right now, and it's the most interesting thing I've come across in my whole scientific career, is what happens when you stand barefoot on the earth. When you take your shoes and socks off and go outside and stand on the grass. And many people like going barefoot. They know it feels good. They know that something is special about going barefoot. And we're doing research that shows what happens. And it turns out that wearing shoes with insulating soles, rubber or plastic, disconnects us from the earth. And the earth is electrically charged. The surface of the earth has electrons, and we need them.
That's very interesting.
And our system has evolved, really. Our immune system evolved under the assumption that we would be walking barefoot on the earth forever. We would be sleeping on the ground, and we would be constantly getting electrons from the earth. And we don't get that anymore. The atmosphere is not a good conductor. So we are disconnected, and we become electrically charged in not a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we take our shoes and socks off, our whole system shifts. It's very good for jet lag. It's very good for indigestion. It's very good for respiratory problems. And it's also fantastic to sleep connected to the earth. And there's a technology that does this. It's a company called Barefoot Designs, and they have a mattress system that connects you to the earth while you're sleeping. And a lot of people have insomnia and can't sleep very well, and when they connect to the earth while they're sleeping, they relax, their aches and pains go away, and it really is a fantastic technology. And it's so simple. It's so ridiculously simple.
What about these machines that filter your air that produce negative ions? Does that do any good for the electrons?
Oh, yeah, that's very good for you.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, you talk about the microgenetic moment, the instantaneous moment, and the consciousness unit. Can you talk about that a little bit, please? I'm so interested in consciousness.
Well, that's right. You are. That's your favorite subject.
Yes, it is. Well, one of them, alternative medicine and consciousness.
Well, I'm very interested in trauma. In fact, we're going to have a workshop in Cancun in November. It's a very good group called IMUNE, I-M-U-N-E, the International Medical University of Natural Education.
If somebody wanted to go, where would they find information?
They can just look up immune on the web, I-M-U-N-E.
Okay.
And it'll take you right there. And I'm very excited about this conference because most of us have been traumatized in one way or another. And there is a whole school of therapeutics dealing with trauma. When I lecture in Switzerland, they're very interested. They have lots of therapists. They're still trying to get over the Second World War. A lot of people are still traumatized by things that happened. And it's true for all of us. I think it's the most important area of therapeutics is trauma resolution. And there are great techniques coming along. And so I'm very interested in what happens when you experience a trauma, physical or emotional, and really they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the bruise or the scar may disappear. The physical aspect may disappear, but the emotional part is still there. And how do we reach it? And what is it all about? Where is it? And can we find ways to find it and treat it? So that fascinates me. And the microgenic moment came about from the work of a neurologist, a very distinguished neurologist in New York at New York University by the name of Jason Brown. And he figured out how consciousness works. He has a very interesting model on how consciousness works, and it has enormous implications for trauma.
Let's do one thing before we go on. What is consciousness, Jim?
Well,
what do you mean when you
question.
Use that word? I mean, how do we know how to interpret it when you say it right now?
Well, one way of looking at it that is relevant to trauma is that consciousness is sort of quantal. That is, there's this moment, and then there's the next moment, and then the next moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you watch TV, you're really seeing about 30 frames a
mm-hmm.
second.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know that. It looks like somebody's walking across the screen. The mind's eye fuses the images together, so there's a smooth transition. You don't know that it's jerky, but really, consciousness is jerky. There is this moment, and then the next one, and then the next
okay.
one.
Okay, I didn't mean to distract you. I just wanted to make sure people were all on the same page here.
So you really, you see the world, you see a smooth transition from one moment to the next to the next, but each moment is formed by a process. And that is the process of microgenesis that Jason Brown described. And what is so interesting about his explanation is a very, very interesting idea, which is simply that you decide the emotional meaning of the moment before you experience it. The body, the brain, the mind, whatever that is, sorts out and interprets what is coming next.
Is that what you mean when you quoted a phrase that said, energetic pulses precede action? Is that connected?
It is. That's connected to that. And I'll give you an example, and this makes it very, very simple. A man comes through the door. He's wearing black shoes. You don't like him. Before you see him, you know that you don't like that man. That man doesn't have a chance. And the reason is that before you've actually formed the image of that man on your visual cortex, so you actually see him, before that happens, you have already checked your past, and you have a reference to some man wearing black shoes who did something to you a long time ago that was very upsetting. And you connect that with that image before the guy even comes through the door. And so our lives are full of things like this, judgments that we make, we don't know where they came from, that prevent us from really living our lives and really being authentic. That man with the black shoes might be a wonderful man, but you're headed in the other direction, or there's something in you that is telling you stay away from that person. And it really is your past history of trauma. And for people to really live their lives, it's very liberating to find and resolve those old traumatic memories. So that's what that's all about.
And is there a specific thing that you know about that helps people learn how to do that thing, say, in that moment?
There are some very wonderful techniques that are being developed in the field of energy psychology. And Gary Craig is one of the leading teachers. There are a number of schools. There are dozens of different techniques. They are profound. They're very simple. They are able to resolve issues that 20 years of psychotherapy just never seems to get to. And Gary Craig, I was very excited to learn that he's now working with soldiers coming back from Iraq who have very serious emotional stress from being in war, and he's working with them and he's getting fantastic results.
That's wonderful.
It really is wonderful. And Gary Craig has a website where he gives away the technique. If you want to learn it, you can download the information from his website, and you can learn how to do it, and you can learn how to do it on yourself and on your members of your family. And what a wonderful contribution.
Absolutely. My son's over there right now. I'm going to need that one day.
Uh-huh.
See, a couple more questions. Let's see. We got 20... about 15 to 18 minutes. I have some more questions, but I know you had some things you wanted to talk about, and I want to give you that time, and we need to talk about our scene. So you want to say what you want to say, and then I'll use the time left over to ask any questions?
Well, I'm glad you've let me talk about some things I'm passionate about the earthing and the barefoot system, and Gary Craig and the other energy psychology techniques are very exciting. ICEM is an exciting organization. I joined them immediately when they formed. They're having their 18th conference this year in Boulder in late June. You can look them up at ICEM, ISSSEEM.org. And it's a remarkable organization because, in a sense, everybody and every perspective is welcome. And there are people who are electrical engineers and physicists and medical doctors and massage therapists and psychotherapists and spiritual seekers and yoga teachers, and you name it. They're all there, and they're all interested in each other, sound therapists, and there's always someone who comes from one of the indigenous cultures and shows what healing is like from an entirely different perspective. And
I tell
so
you what
I really love this organization. It has a big heart.
I tell you what it did for me. All of the mentors that I've been reading about, like Norm Shealy and Bruce Lipton, and all the people that you read their work to try to learn what it is that they do, they're there. And they talk to you, and they're open, and you find a family almost. And I think Elmer uses the word the tribe. You know, you said that to me, and I felt like, you know, I felt like I had people that understood me, and I didn't feel crazy anymore because they all understand and are there for you. It's a wonderful group of people.
Well, I read the program for this year. It is a fantastic program they put together, and I'm actually going to be the president next year, so I'm organizing next year's conference, and it's shaping up to be something very exciting. We've gotten a good enough lead time that we have Lynn McTaggart, and we have Deepak Chopra, and we have a bunch of other really outstanding people who will be coming next year. The conference this year is incredible. It was put together by Dawson Church, who is a remarkable person working with Norm Shealy, actually. They worked together to put the program together. So,
and they've got Brian, was it Brian Green, Elegant Universe? They've got an amazing list of speakers this year.
Right. Just reading the program.
You're going to be there?
I'll be there, yep.
So is there anything else we need to touch on before I go back into asking questions?
Well, we'll just...
I want to make sure you get to cover all the things you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yes. You're very good at getting me to talk about the things that are exciting to me.
So, did we get them all?
Well, we'll see what you ask next.
Okay.
All exciting.
Absolutely. Let's see. I wanted to talk about... Oh, you talk about several things. I'm just going to throw them all out there, and you can pick one to talk about. You talk about proticity. You talk about the X signal entrainment, the pineal gland, and Kirchhoff's principle, reciprocity of absorption. I thought all of those things were very interesting. Oh, one more thing I might wanted to ask you. I bought some of those really strong earth magnets. How do you know which side to put up against your body?
Well, that's a very important matter, because the polarity is very important. And one polarity will be therapeutic and the other isn't good for you.
Right. So how do you know which side to use?
Well, it's a little tricky, because the north pole of a magnet will point, if it's like the compass, the north pole... What is really the North Pole will point towards the South Pole of the Earth. It's backwards from what you might think. You have to be very careful, and you really have to, I would say, I wouldn't even try to explain it. I would say you really need to talk to somebody who is expert in doing this. One group that is very good with this are the acupuncturists, who have magnets that they will put on your skin. For example, there's a very effective technique to help people stop smoking. They put a little tiny magnet in your ear, right on the side of your ear, on an acupuncture point, and it helps. But the polarity is important. There are magnetic beds and magnetic shoes and magnetic plasters that you can put on your back. I'm not sure about all these techniques. What I know is that what really works the best and the easiest is to go barefoot.
Okay, I can
do that.
It cuts
through all of that.
I can do that.
Now, with regard to some of those other things you were mentioning, like proticity, I found out something. Fellow came up to me and after a lecture, I had explained how, you know, there's a very good analogy. The hormones, you're interested in hormones and neurohormones and all of those chemical factors that regulate emotions and regulate processes in the body. And there's a simple model that is used widely to explain what's going on, and it's called the lock and key model, where the key is the hormone or other chemical signal molecule, and the lock is the receptor. And if the If the hormone fits into the receptor, it activates the receptor. And everybody understands that. But it turns out there's a whole other level of communication that's taking place through the electromagnetic field. And the hormone doesn't really have to touch the receptor. It can, because it's vibrating at a particular frequency, it can resonate with the receptor and activate it at a distance.
Well, it's logical.
So the image that I use is your electronic car key. Do you have an electronic car key?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I can see that in my head. It makes so much sense. It's logical.
So you can go and stick your key in the car lock and unlock it. But once you get used to it, you push the button when you're 20 feet away from the car and click, the door unlocks. And that's great. Well, that's a very good analogy of hormone receptor interactions. Yes, you can put the key in the lock, but you don't have to. You can signal from a distance. So I explained that in a lecture, and a fellow came up to me and he said, you know, if you're too far away from your car for your electronic car key to unlock the door, you can hold the key up to your head and push the button, and it'll unlock. Well, I thought that was a pretty interesting suggestion. So I tried it. I was about 50 feet away from my car. I pushed the button. Nothing happened. Then I put the key up to my head, pushed the button, and the car unlocked. Well, that was exciting. It's using your body as an antenna. And then I thought, well, you know, it's probably not your brain that is the antenna. It's probably your spinal cord, your whole spinal cord.
Oh, interesting.
And so I tried it again, and I put the key on my belly and pushed the button. Nothing happened. Then I reached around and clicked it on the base of my spine, and the car door unlocked.
So how do we use that in our healing process?
Well, the point of that and how it relates to water and proticity and electromagnetism is that our bodies really are antennas. And that's a dramatic demonstration of how the body can act as an antenna to unlock your car door, but really, it's also your body is an antenna to everything that's going on around you. And this is how we know what the emotional state is of the people around us. We're constantly tuning into each other in various ways, and it's because our bodies are antennas. Largely, we are water antennas. We've got a lot of water in us, and water is highly organized in the body and acts like an antenna. And this is how homeopathy works in part, is that the body can pick up changes in water samples that are a distance away from the body. And a lot of scientists look at that and they think that's absolute lunacy. But there's a scientific basis for it, and it has to do with the fact that our bodies are very sensitive antennas. And this is important in therapeutics because therapists can interact with us once they master the use of their own energy field. They can interact with us in very nice ways and make us feel good. They don't even have to touch us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that these kind of healing things can depends on one's state of mind, and if someone, that they would be subtle, and if someone tried to pay or was entrained and also tried to pay close attention, they could use it more beneficially. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, and really it's wonderful that there are so many different techniques available because people are different. And I tell people who have a medical problem and they're having trouble finding a solution, I tell them to talk to different therapists Go to the health food store and you will find stacks of business cards of different therapists. And look them over. Pick one out that seems like it might be interesting. Call the person up. Talk to them. Find out what they do. If it doesn't seem like it's right for you, don't go. If it seems interesting, try it out. It's amazing how people find their way, they find their path to the person who can help them, and often when it's a dramatic change in their life, they want to learn how to do it, and they become therapists themselves.
All right, we've got about 4 minutes. What about Kirchhoff's principle, reciprocity of absorption? I thought that was interesting, if I understood it properly.
Well, one of the very important things in talking about the body as an antenna is that antennas work in both directions. So an antenna that transmits a particular frequency will also receive that frequency. And so we're doing this all the time. You have a liver and I have a liver. You have a biceps muscle, I have one. When we're in the same space, we are resonating back and forth. These antennas are actually speaking to each other.
And so our individual organs, I've never thought about that, speak to each other, or they resonate, I guess.
Well, they can. In fact, there's a whole school of visceral manipulation, which is a fantastic approach in which they pick up the frequencies of the individual organs. Often they just very lightly touch your abdomen and they can pick up the frequency of your kidneys and of your gallbladder and of your intestines and your stomach and so on. And they're all moving very subtly. They're constantly moving with a particular rhythm, and if the rhythm is off, you don't feel good. And they can actually sense those rhythms without touching the organ. You don't actually have to touch the body. You can feel it. Once you get some practice, you can sense it with your hands. And they're able to do wonderful things. And basically, the point is that each organ has its own rhythm.
Is that why some people can take on other people's illnesses? When you said that, the thing that came to my mind was, if you're around somebody that's negative or whatever and you have a particular thing wrong with you, you can affect that other person beside you, their organs, I would imagine.
Suddenly. Well, absolutely. That happens all the time. One of the key teachings in all of this business of relating to emotional issues is to not avoid a person's emotional crisis. Not run away from it, not try to prevent it, but to allow it to happen and allow the energy to flow through you rather than getting stuck in your own body. And one of the keys is to keep breathing. Breath is very important. There are all these wonderful things that have emerged from looking at the body energetically, and breath is one of them, and it really is profound, paying attention to your breath.
Yeah, I had Stanislav Grof last week, and he talked about his holotropic breath work, and it was amazing. It clicked. It was amazing to me.
Oh, good. He's a wonderful
Made
man.
So much sense. Well, we're out of time, Jim, but thank you so much for coming on, and I do want to schedule you and talk about this other book sometime soon.
Well, it's been fun. Thank you.
And be safe on your trip to Europe, and good luck with your seminar that you're doing in Cancun. Wish I could be there.
You can look me up on the web at energyresearch.us and see all the places I'm going to.
So your website's energyresearch.us?
U.S., yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, and agape to you, Jim. Good night.
Okay. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.